So you got this team back to the tournament last year, which I'm sure was a huge goal. Kind of as you've been stepping forward, I mean, things obviously, you know, you've hit the reset button with the new group. How are things going so far with this new team?
Yeah, it feels totally different, I think. You know, six new players from even last December. We certainly were thrilled to be in the NCAA tournament. Actually, a little frustrated, I think, when we got there that we weren't probably playing to our capabilities. And so I think that's a little bit of motivation from that point forward. That's when the 2022 season started, you know, that disappointment, right? You want to use that as a fire maybe to get kind of that next step where we want to be. And so we had a great spring, you know, which matters a lot. And maybe more importantly, we had a good summer. Most of them came back in the summer. We added a couple in the spring that have been with us now for a little bit, which will, I think, pay dividends down the road during this season that they have more experience now. And then the summer, Coach Cavender does such a good job just physically getting them prepared, and not just physically, but mentally ready for the work that they're about ready to do. It's a really good mix in my mind of kind of veteran players and young, energetic personnel that we've just, the culture feels really good right now. And they're surprisingly, for this early, playing really well together. And that's maybe been the big takeaways for me.
Yeah, and meshing young and old like that, is that not always happen very easily?
Yeah, I think sometimes that can be a complicated process. You know, it's very different to be at an early stage in your career and 18 years old and at a late stage of your career and maybe 22 years old and somebody like a Haley Werner, you know. And so they're at very different places just in their lives. And so getting all that to come together can be complicated at times. But some of it is, I think our upperclassmen, our veterans, have done a phenomenal job of just kind of taking the younger players under their wing and teaching them what it means to be a Wildcat and trying to get culture in place pretty quickly. They did a good job of that in the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Having that hitting core be fairly veteran, has that helped Ava so far that she's...
Yeah, Ava and Lauren both. Yeah. I mean, Lauren Hinkle did us a pretty, I think, selfless, I think... teammate, you know, that was willing to do whatever we needed her to do. So we've moved her into a setting position, and those two have been ahead of schedule, if you ask me, especially given the lack of experience and that they haven't played in a Big 12 match yet. But I think, you know, we're going to go how they go for a little bit, not to put pressure on them, but yeah. They matter a lot. Yeah. They touch it a lot, and the way that they're handling it and the speed of learning for them right now and the and really just the mindset that they have embraced that is they're two of our more tireless workers. We kick them out of the gym almost every day. And so they want it bad. They want to be really good.
How's Haley Werner different in year two than she was last year?
Yeah. I just feel almost like a composure, a sense of composure with her, that she's much further along in terms of just, she knows who she is, she knows how she needs to play, she knows what she needs to do. She seems more comfortable, I without using another adjective, just there's a good composure and comfort to her. She's kind of the caretaker, you know. She's very she kind of brings us all in. She takes care of everybody, and that's her role. Some of it's just because she's a veteran. She's been through some things and has learned both, you know, the easy way and the hard way, and is trying to save some people some time. But she's really a culture builder, you know, I think, and that has helped a lot bring this team together.
She had mentioned to me that, sitting here, that her lowest point were the 3 years of Florida. How did you pull her out of that and allow her to be able to flourish as a player and as a person?
Yeah, well, one, I don't think you probably ought to put that in the article, you know, how she was in the, you know, at somebody else, but that's okay. You do what you want.
She's somebody else?
Yeah, meaning like, I think she's a new person now, you know?
Okay.
And I don't want to throw Florida under the bus, you know,
okay,
kind of thing. But, I think some of it was, it took time, you know, it took some time to get her to a place where, you know, to just try to get her confidence back, to get her just her mental health in a place where volleyball is something she wanted to do. I think that was a big part of it. I think a lot of players during the course of their careers go through these points of, you know, maybe because they're not playing or maybe for whatever reason they're not connected with their team, they go through these points of where they're questioning, like, is this really what I should be doing? And I think that's how we got her, you know, was for whatever reasons, that's how we got her. Is this, how important is this to me? Is this what I want to be doing? And so I think, honestly, just giving her a little bit of space to figure that out. Like, and it wasn't, you know, early on, I think the trust was pretty low and she was trying to figure me out and figure out whether she could count on me and whether I was going to be the kind of coach that she needed. And we're in a great place now going into her last year. I'm so thankful that she did choose to come back because I think she was still feeling some of those ebbs and flows a little bit a year ago. And I think over the course of maybe the last 6 months even, I just, again, comfortable maybe is the word. She's more comfortable here. She's more comfortable with who she is. She's more comfortable and confident with what she can do. And all those things feel pretty good.
Did I hear you correctly? Was there some question whether she was going to come back this fall?
Well, you know, those COVID years, I think, are a little bit of a coin flip for them. You know, I think... early on, maybe in their careers, they're like, oh, heck yeah, right? And then their bodies get a little bit more tired. And, you know, it's a lot. We ask a lot of them. I think they get to the end of that and they have to make a decision about whether they want to go play one more year. And so she graduated last May. She could have easily called it a career pretty easily. But I was thrilled when she decided not to and come back and do a grad program, number one, you know, and advance her education, and then maybe, you know, for us selfishly, right, just to have her around another year.
Because you'll need her, right?
Just to have another veteran coming back and somebody that I feel like the team really trusts felt really great.
What have you seen from Ava that made you feel like she's ready to come in and play a big role?
I didn't say she was ready.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that what I said was they're working, right? So I think Ava has had a tremendous amount of success as a prep player. You know, she's Nebraska's Gatorade Player of the Year. She's a club All-American. She's, you know, and I think that probably initially, if you're talking about the recruiting process, she wins. She wins. Her high school program wins. Her club program wins. She wins. And she's an incredibly high execution and high competitive human being. And I think that will allow her to maybe go through some of the ebbs and flows that I think she's just going to naturally have. There's some things you can't teach in a short amount of time. And feel and situational awareness and some of that stuff has just got to grow over time. So, and I feel the same about Lauren Hinkle, you know, that I think Lauren's a really high IQ person and also a really good learner. She's highly intelligent. She's highly driven. She's going to be somebody that's going to always do the right thing. So both of those guys, I mean, they've got all the intangible qualities to be great at the position. What they lack is experience. And the only way we're going to know how that comes out, right, is to put them out there and see how they do. So I think that's where we're at right now. Our confidence in them is really high. But I don't want to sell something, right, that I don't know enough about yet. And I think... that's where I'm excited for them. I'm not nervous at all. I'm excited for them to get out and gain the kind of experience that I think they're going to need to really be elite. And I think they can be elite.
When we last talked, you hadn't been able to see the team in the fall, but you had been hearing good things. Did it live up to the hype?
I think I said it just a little bit. Like, I'm surprised how well they're playing together. In volleyball, man, there's a connectedness that's required. And I just didn't know. We had some new personnel. We had three new freshmen, two that came in last spring. And, you know, so there was a lot of moving parts, a lot of moving pieces, the setter developments, you know, to where we asked Hinkle to make a position change. So there was a lot of moving parts. I just didn't really know what to expect. And I think after now, what are we, about 10 days in? 10 days in? What's today? Is it? I don't even know what day it is. About nine, you know, we've probably had about seven practices, and in my mind they're ahead of schedule. We're not everything we need to be, but we don't need to be for, you know, right now. We need to be good enough to go into the preseason and compete in that season. And right now, that's the only thing that we're really thinking about. But I think they're ahead of schedule in terms of just the connectedness and the way they're playing together. You know, they're pretty fierce. They're competitive as hell.
It's one more. It's for the radio guys. For tomorrow, just kind of previewing tomorrow night. I know the opponent doesn't matter, but just to be able to get them out there tomorrow night and before you have to do it for real next Friday, what's that going to do for you?
Yeah, we did an inner squad, just a closed inner squad, and I thought that was really good. It was, you know, you felt the emotions of what you feel when it's more live. You know, you had some opportunities for success and opportunities for failure, and some of them we handled really well, and some of them we didn't handle very well. But just those learning moments, I think in terms of preparation, again, there's no better teacher than experience. And so that was an opportunity. So I think that's where we're at with it, that just to put them out in the jerseys, under the lights, feel all the things that come with a live match, that we can't duplicate that in practice. So I think we're ready to do that. We're ready to get somebody else on the other side.
Okay.
You know, kind of tired of beating each other up.
Yeah.